Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I am Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. I want to say and start off this morning by saying I am so blessed and so thankful to be with you all, to be here this morning. And I want you all to have a beautiful, if you aren't already, Merry Christmas this morning. This Christmas is a different type of Christmas. It's a real Christmas. This Christmas 2020, we are all forced to stand before God naked. We're forced to acknowledge and understand the real reason for the season. And that is Jesus. We are forced to understand that being alone is to dwell with the Spirit of God and acknowledge that the presence, okay? We have to acknowledge that the present is the presence. I'm going to start off by reading a few Bible scriptures. It is Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, everyone in this moment has to stand before God naked. Just like he came into this world. in this moment, if you're alive and breathing, and if you haven't truly understood before, you know that God is real. This is the real reason for this season. This is the reason why we all exist. This is the reason why we have the Word to guide us, as He was our example to live our lives pleasing to the glory of God. That, in all essence, should be top priority. It's not your job. It's not what you look like. It's not what you do. It's how you serve. That is the That is the representation of God. How you serve. How we affect the person next to us. Because your presence is also the present. This, in turn, gives you the gift of God to give to others. If you are serving in this way, as a reflection of God during this time right now and any other time before, you are in alignment and in His will. If you don't know, I serve a God that is beyond anything we could ever imagine. And His Son's name is Jesus. I'm not scared to say it. You can hold me accountable. I'm not perfect, but I'm working on it. That is the force behind this institution, Cleopatra Memphis Studios from Memphis, the home and creation of the Church of God in Christ. So having this put in my life by my grandmother's and my mother's presence was my present. Even after they're gone. My grandmother passed away at the beautiful age of 91 on Christmas Day of 2005, and it wasn't a sad day because she got to go back into the presence of God. Yes, we missed her dearly, but she was the representation, not just because she was my grandmother, not just because she was the matriarch of the family, because of how she lived her life. In His presence, there wasn't a day I didn't see her reading the Word, acting and existing every single day in His presence. And I strive for that every day in what I do. So how is your presence affecting everyone around you, including you? Right now, we are forced to shelter in place. We have curfews. We have quarantines due to this disease ease. With this virus, but it's forcing you to get back to you. How have you been coming through for yourself, for others? The only way to know that is to get in God's presence. It ain't about no presence under the tree. It ain't about what you can do for me. It is about understanding that space, that existence of God in the universe. There is no presence like it. He sent his only son for you and me. Now it's time for us to be that in this place. Others to see. I'm not saying you have to know every single thing. There are 66 books of the Bible. It takes time to learn. It takes time to fully comprehend, to understand. But can't anyone get you there? But Jesus, God. And he will give you knowledge that surpasses all understanding. You don't need a title. All you need to do is worship and be thankful. This is that time. And you will see everything around you change. From the people in your life to the things in your life. But how you let God in your life. There's no other way. But and by through him, he died for us. And every day in what we do, we have to die for him. This is a simple act of thankful. Are you thankful today? Are you thankful for a roof over your head? The clothes on your back, for the shoes on your feet, for the food on your table. Are you really thankful? Just the fact, if you can say you've never been without it, you should be praising God right now. And if you have, understand your story is to be told to someone else. So if they aren't thankful, they can be. And if they have to go through it, they can get through it. There is no other way. We are all intermittently dependent on one another. You don't meet anyone or anything by osmosis for any just random reason. Everything is all for the glory of God. Understand this to be true. I know this with every meaning and every fiber of my being. That's why I am still here and able to come through to you. Why on this day, December 25th, God gave me the reason for the season, this platform to share with you the love of God. If you ain't got nothing and no one, he is there. Please know this. He resides in your essence and your being. He is there. There is no other meaning. Our word is a gateway to his presence. So if you're sheltering in place and it's just you, understand you're present. is His presence. And your presence is a present and a gift to the world. Because you are going to be and are how God shows up and shines through. God, I'm so thankful for you. I praise your name, God. I thank you, God. And I thank you for your peace in this place, everything you've done, everything you're about to do, I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for all of you from all over the world listening to us and understand what we're really about and why we're able to come through to you. It is simply because of the presence, which is the presence of God. Thank you for listening, everyone. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.